This is Spare Parts, your World of Warcraft engineering questions answered. Hi Junior Engineers, after checking out the Goblin Dragon Gun last time, we're going to go back and have a look at the revised version introduced in Pandaria, the Goblin Dragon Gun Mark II. Clearly realising that the Goblin Dragon Gun had a few flaws last time, like exploding in your face, setting you on fire, and generally not being a great idea, those wonderful goblins thought they'd go back and redo it to make it a little more effective and a hopefully safer weapon of destruction. And they've very successfully done it, and named it, very originally, the Goblin Dragon Gun Mark II. On use, this device unleashes a gout of lightning, dealing nature damage to targets in a 10-yard cone in front of the caster every half second for 4 seconds. It has a 30-second cooldown, and the damage scales with your level. This device has some pretty significant changes since the last version. Firstly, it does not require engineering to use, only to build. Secondly, the gun can be used while moving, so while the old Dragon Gun would stop casting if you moved, with this version you can slowly walk and also turn on the spot, great for those tight AoE situations. Thirdly, and probably most importantly, is that it is no longer a trinket. Where the old gun had to be equipped and then used when you had it equipped, the Mark II can be used straight from your inventory. And the best bit? There's no longer a chance to backfire, so there will be no more random self-face melting. I call that a win. Each gun has 50 charges, after which it's depleted and it can be vended to gain back a tiny amount of the money that you probably spent building it. To make the Goblin Dragon Gun Mark II, you'll need to be at least skill level 550, but you don't any longer have to be a Goblin Specialized Engineer. You will need 3 Ghost Iron Bolts and 8 High Explosive Gunpowder, your Arclight Spanner and Gyromatic Micro Adjuster, or your Gnomish Army Knife. This does not require an anvil, so you can make these out in the field wherever the heck you want. This device is great for those of you just getting into Pandaria at level 85, so go out and make one and see if it's right for you. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I'd like to put the call out to all you engineers out there to send me your chuckle-inducing stories of engineering failure and triumph. I want to hear about the times you saved a raid with your jumper cables and the other time when you pulled a boss because your rocket boots exploded. I'll be telling the whole audience your stories and we can all have a few cheers and laughs along the way. And lastly this week, thank you very much to Skolnik and Nightwill in the latest Warcraft Less Travel for showing just how useful engineering can be when we're trying to get unusual or tricky things done in the game. Skolnik declared engineering the best profession, and hey, who am I to disagree with that? And that's it for this week. To send me WoW engineering questions or submit your story of engineering triumph or failure, please send me emails or voice recordings to spareparts@gmail.com or contact me on Twitter @Mugiver. Spare Parts is downloadable direct from iTunes or from spareparts.podomatic.com for the full catalogue of past segments. So, until next time, stay safe. Remember, engineering really is the best profession. Thanks, Skolnik. And tinker with pride.